Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in our crazy, go-go-go world. That's right, folks, we're talking about taking breaks and practicing self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, Dylan, here with another fluffy topic," hear me out. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great, don't get me wrong. This is about recognizing that our minds and bodies need downtime to recharge and refuel. Think of it like your phone. You wouldn't run it nonstop without giving it a charge, right? Same goes for us. Ever felt like you're running on empty, constantly pushing through but barely functioning? That's burnout brewing, my friend, and it can seriously impact your well-being. So, what are some key takeaways from the wise old Stoics about this whole taking breaks thing? Let me give you 5 things to chew on. 1. Recognize your limits. The Stoics believed in living a life of virtue and reason, but that doesn't mean pushing yourself to the absolute brink every day. They understood the importance of recognizing your limits, both physically and mentally. It's okay to say no, sometimes, to delegate tasks, or simply to take a step back when you need it. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen up. The Stoics weren't about being perfect all the time. They understood that imperfection is part of the human experience. So, if you miss a workout, have a late-night snack, or simply feel off one day, don't beat yourself up. Give yourself grace and remember that tomorrow is a fresh start. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations in the present moment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your inner monologue. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and bring yourself back to the here and now. 4. Find joy in simplicity. The Stoics valued simplicity and found joy in everyday experiences. They weren't chasing after material possessions or constantly seeking external validation. Instead, they focused on cultivating inner peace and finding contentment in the simple things. A good conversation, a beautiful sunset, a quiet moment of reflection. 5. Prioritize connection. The Stoics understood the importance of human connection. Strong relationships provided support, laughter, and a sense of belonging. So, make time for loved ones, nurture your friendships, and remember that you're not alone on this journey. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're knee-deep in work, emails piling up like snowdrifts, deadlines looming like hungry beasts. You've been staring at the screen for hours, your brain feels fried, and your body is screaming for a break. Sound familiar? You push through, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower, convinced that one more email, one more task will make all the difference. Sound familiar? But here's the catch. You're not actually being productive. In fact, you're probably becoming less effective with every passing minute. Your focus is waning, your creativity is dwindling, and you're setting yourself up for burnout. This is where taking a break comes in. Stepping away from the chaos, even for just a few minutes, can do wonders. Think of it as hitting the reset button. You might take a short walk outside, listen to a favorite song, or simply close your eyes and breathe deeply. This brief respite allows your mind to decompress, clear out the mental clutter, and return refreshed and ready to tackle the next challenge with renewed focus and energy. See? It's not about being lazy. It's about making a conscious decision to invest in your well-being. And trust me, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize self-care, you show up better for yourself, for your loved ones, and for the world around you. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize your limits, embrace imperfection, cultivate mindfulness, find joy in simplicity, and prioritize connection. Now go out there and make today a little bit brighter, one well-deserved break at a time. And hey, if this episode hit home for you, I'd love to hear about it. Share your thoughts on social media. Tag us at Daily Stoic Edge, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you're capable of amazing things when you prioritize your well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.